I remember the day that the Building Schools for the Future program was born. I was having my first meeting with the head of the Capital Division of the then Department for Education and Skills in 2004, soon after I became the Minister for Schools in that department. And I said, how much would it cost to refurbish or rebuild every school in the country? And the poor man sort of said, well, we've never been asked that, Minister. And I said, well, can you find out? Because we have a responsibility to think in a strategic way about a school building program as big as the Victorians, but different from the Victorians, in that it's not just about building a temple in every community that will be living there, lasting there 100 years. It's about, on a standardized model, it's about putting learning at the heart of community and thinking about what students are going to want in the 21st century, and also about what the community wants, because the vision was of not exactly 24/7, but certainly 16/7, 52 weeks a year, learning with the most modern facilities, with the flexibility to serve modern needs. It's that's what I'm thinking about today as the news comes through that the Tories are putting the kibosh on this programme. I think that's part of a dangerous plan for the economy that is threatening the fragile growth that the country's had, and the bearishness that's around in respect of the economic statistics, I think, bears testimony to the dangers that the Tories are running. But it's also the vandalism that goes with saying that education, it doesn't deserve the priority that we have given it. The one-off spending that the construction plans of the new buildings represent isn't just important in and of itself, it's not just important for the jobs that it provides, it isn't just important for the inspiration that it's offering to the young people, it's also important for the covenant that was established with all the people in the 700-plus schools who've been working hard on their vision of their school of the future and have now had their hopes dashed. I think that this is a really important moment when we have to stand up for the vision of an education system that really does serve all needs, and how this government can talk about equality of opportunity when it's pulling the rug from under so many tens of thousands of pupils. It really is very, very stark indeed.